victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, An Act of Fear. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Now let me ask you a question. How in the world could it be better that Jesus goes away when he gave them such explicit detail as to what to do for him? Go into this city. Do this. Do that. At this particular time, do this. Do that. That's pretty detailed, I think. Would you like to know how to do that? This particular day, get up, go do this. This particular time, go do that. Did he lie? Either he lied, or we're not doing what he said do. It's either better or it's not better that he left. What did the rest of that verse say? Why would it be better that the Comforter come? Because Jesus cannot give specific direction walking down the street to each and every person in this room. He can't do it. But the Holy Ghost living inside of you can. He can tell you exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, how you need to do it, how many times you need to do it, how much you need to spend, where it needs to be spent, how often you need to do it, whatever you need to know. We don't get to choose what we want to do. We have somebody living inside of us that tells us what, where, when, how often, who, how come. And if we're being destroyed, it's because we're not following that to the letter of what we're supposed to do. It's not complicated. What happens is, God tells you to do something. And the first thing your flesh does is, it tries to modify it and make it easier on your flesh. If God says, you get a phone call at midnight, and he says, get up and go see Susie because she needs to see you right now. Well, the first thing your flesh does, he says, well, now, God, it's midnight. Now, Susie could be asleep. Modification. To change. To adapt, to suit your situation. Is that okay? When God says, do it this way, this is the way we're supposed to do it. He doesn't complicate it, and he doesn't confuse it. We confuse it. And what happens is, the reason that people's lives are in a mess and they don't know what they're supposed to be doing and they're so confused, it's because they got off course way, way back here and they're in situations they shouldn't even be in. You're like, what am I supposed to be doing? Why am I dealing with this person? Why am I in this lawsuit? Why am I in this mess? Why am I in there? You shouldn't even be there. You should be way, 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 way over here. And you're over there. Because God never told you to be over there. But you decided with all your little modifications, it's like Keith flying his airplane. I've watched him. He is constantly, when he's flying it by hand? 1 degree. He'll just keep constantly making little bitty tiny little adjustments. Constantly. Why does he do that? Well, what if when we go to land the airplane, we're supposed to land on runway 29? I've flown up front with him enough to see. And we're at 24. Does that little bit of difference make a difference? You may not understand that, but it's just a compass. 240 degrees or 290 degrees? Does 240 degrees make a difference to 290 degrees? Are we going to miss the runway? Is that going to be bad? Well, what about your life? What if God had intended for you to be on runway 29 and you're over here on 24 and you're missing every person that you're supposed to be in contact with is supposed to be giving you finances? What if you're over here on runway 29 and you're missing your mate that you're supposed to marry? What if you're over here on runway 29 and you've missed that house that somebody's going to give you? You're only off a few degrees. The destroyer is destroying you every step of the way because there's no blessing. Because you've chosen to make modifications, make adaptations, to adjust it just a little bit to suit your flesh. Because we got to make this flesh happy. It wants to get up at 9 instead of 6. God said get up at 6 and be there early. Well, we had that accident because we got up at 9. Or we get mugged because we did it at 9. Or God says, don't have the surgery right now, but we're gonna have it. And we get the wrong doctor and they mess us up. So we sue everybody and we're in 12 lawsuits because we didn't listen to God. When we shouldn't be in a lawsuit to begin with, we should take responsibility and say, we missed it. Christians that are in lawsuits ought to back up and say, hey, I missed it somewhere. Where did I miss it, God? I blew it somewhere, God. I got off course somewhere, or you'd have protected me. Got to repent, go back, say, God, I missed it somewhere. I'll straighten this out. I'll take responsibility for these lawsuits. You straighten me out. Because most of the time, you got yourself into it because you got on the course you shouldn't have been on. You did things he didn't tell you to do. And you got to take responsibility for those things. Humble yourselves and say, God, did I make little adjustments that you didn't tell me to make in this? Did I get hooked in with people you didn't tell me to hook in with? Just because God tells you to buy a building didn't mean he told you to go with this bank. Didn't mean he told you to hook with these people. Didn't mean he told you to get these contractors. Didn't mean he told you to hire these people. Every step, every morning, every hour, every minute, you got to be checking. Is this person right? Is that person right? Just because you hire somebody and this is the position doesn't mean the new person does everything the old person did. You got to check. You got to say, God, what do they do? Just because you did it this way last year doesn't mean you do it this way this year. Just because you had this accountant last year doesn't mean you had this accountant this year. Just because you sowed to this church last year doesn't mean you sowed to this ministry this year. Just because you ate at this restaurant last Sunday doesn't mean you eat at this restaurant this Sunday. We are spirit beings, but our flesh likes ruts. 98% of the people in here, you sit in the same chair every Sunday. Make yourself get out of it. Did God lead you to sit in that chair this week? Have you ever stopped to ask him? Or did you just do what your flesh wanted to do today? It's real easy to do what our flesh wants every single day of the week and never stop and ask God, God, what do you want me to do? I'm going to ask you again, how many honest people do we have in here? Are there things in your life that are not full and abundant? Are there things in your life that have been stolen, that are stealing, killing, and destroying? Can you look back now and say, God, I may have modified that just a little bit. Just a wee tiny little bit that you didn't tell me to modify it. I may not have even asked you about it, come to think of it. If he said it was better that he go away, and he was that specific with them on instructions, would he be that way with us? I believe he would. I believe he would do that for us. I believe he would give us such instruction on every... I remember one day we were going up here to do the offering. And just instantly, God said, put Jan up at the front desk office. Jan wasn't working at the front desk office. Just instantly, we were going up here to receive the offering. And he said, put her at the church office. I said, God, Jan at the church... Okay, God. Don't delay. Do it immediately. Okay, God. Whatever you say, we're on it. Next morning, what happened, Jan? She was up at the church office. I don't have to have an explanation. And my staff knows me well enough by now. If God says do it, what's going to happen? It's happening. And we should all be that way. We shouldn't have to have an explanation. If God says do it, we should jump on it with both feet. Why? Abundant life, blessing, good things. You should know he only came to give you life and good things. And if he says do it, what is it going to be? Good. It's going to be wonderful. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what your flesh says or what your head says, if he says do it, it's gonna be good. That's why the devil would instantly come to get you to modify it. Why did he do it to Eve? To instantly kill her. Kill all the plan that God had. And he's gonna do the same thing with you. The very same thing with you. So don't let him do it. When he gives you a plan, don't question it. When he tells you to do something, instantly. Okay, I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it. Know it's God, then do it. And the more you do that, the clearer things will get in your life. The less confusion you'll have. The easier things will happen. Make sense?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Options from the Destroyer, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1305E. That's R1305E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.